Very exciting to chat today with, I think, the most liked guy in Alberta country music, Brandon Lorenzo. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, bro. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Thanks for chatting with us. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Joining us over the phone here, we had some technical difficulties. So I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for getting all dolled up, even though we're over the phone.
Yeah, you can't see me right now, but I think I look pretty good. So.
I saw you for a couple seconds before the Zoom jumped out, but and you do, so yeah.
Right, thanks, man.
Where are you calling us from right now?
Calling from Airdrie, Alberta.
Airdrie. And that place that you were at, I saw in the background you had a bunch of records hanging up on the wall.
Yes. So that's kind of where we were doing our interviews from and whatnot. It's just in the basement. So
nice.
We just hung some old records on the wall. All the classics are up here right now. So
I was going to ask, which one's your favorite that's hanging up there?
Oh, man. Too many to choose from. There's anywhere from Elvis to Buck Owens. So I don't know, man. There's so many classics up here, but... watch a video sometime, and you can just check out each individual one.
I was going to say, that's a great tie-in with the video.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll dive into the new music here in just a second, because it is very exciting, and that's obviously the bulk of why we're chatting here. But if people are, you know, listening to this for the first time thinking, I'm meeting Brandon Lorenzo for the first time, let's get to know you a little bit more. Is that cool?
Sure, man, of course.
All right, I'm going to try and come up with some questions on the spot here, just to, like, right. Rapid-fire questions. Like,
sounds good.
Right off the bat, are you a coffee or a tea guy?
I'm a coffee guy.
You're a coffee guy. What do you take in the coffee?
Usually two cream.
You know,
I'm pretty simple. I cut out sugar from my coffee a while back, so cream is the way to go.
That's the smart thing to do. I was reading this morning about how bad sugar is for you right off the bat in the morning, and coffee's bad for that, so good on you for doing that.
Yeah, man.
I might need another cup of coffee during this here.
Yeah, I've had about three today already. So.
Good call. What is your favorite season of the year?
Summer, man. That's when the gigs happen. So summer is my favorite time of year, hands down.
No kidding. Absolutely. Great answer there. And this is kind of a trick question being from Airdrie, but Oilers or Flames?
I remember you asked me this last time we chatted, and I'm sticking to my answer. I got to go to Flames, man. You know,
that's so funny you remember that. Yeah. Obviously, that would be your answer. I'm an Edmonton guy, so I'm going to go with the Oilers.
Right,
but,
Hey, man, I mean, they're playing a hell of a lot better than the Flames are right now. I'll give you that.
What do you think of this Canadian division?
You know, it's strange, man. Like, you know, they're all playing Canadian teams, and it's weird to see so many games with, like, Winnipeg or Vancouver just, like, all in a row. But I guess you just got to kind of go roll with the punches a little bit. But, yeah, it's cool to kind of see, like, an all Canadian division happening right now.
It is really cool, and what I find is you never know what you're gonna get. Like, we saw Toronto lose to Ottawa there pretty badly the other day.
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure.
You never know what's gonna happen. It's pretty sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it's cool to see. You know, just obviously it's kind of like playoffs. You know, you play a team. They play a team so many times in a row. You just kind of get to know their style a little bit. So it's kind of like you can see that happening too. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, I love that take on it too. All right, that was sports talk on the podcast. We're recording this during the evening. I normally do these during the morning here, but a good reason for us to be recording this late today, because you are one busy man. This time that we're all in right now, it hasn't slowed you down one bit, has it?
No, I've been busy, and I'm thankful for that. It's been crazy despite the world we're living in right now, which is great.
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
So I've been playing a lot of, like, live stream shows, either on, like, Facebook or Instagram, and new music just came out, right?
Of course.
So we have a new song that's out now everywhere, and, yeah, I'm nominated for the awards, too, so just been busy. I've been focusing on, like, so many things right now. It's kind of hard to keep up.
Yeah, and I don't know if you want to dive into it. You're going back to school, right?
Yeah, so I'm in my final year of my education degree right now.
Wow.
So I just started my last practicum on Tuesday. So then come March, I'll be a free man from school and possibly a teacher. I don't know, man. We're taking it day by day. We'll see where the music goes. But, yeah, I might be a singing teacher. Who knows?
Who knows? That's the best kind of teacher, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Now, what is it like starting a teaching career and basically your music career during this time. What is that like?
Yeah, so, I mean, in the classroom right now as a teacher, it's strange because, you know, all the kids are in masks every day. There's the extra step where you got to sanitize 4 or 5 times a day. And just, it's weird because you can't do what you used to do. Like, a lot of the subjects are actually scaled back a lot. Like, there's no music class or anything like that. It's obviously strange, but even just being an artist, like, with bars and whatnot not doing live music and all that, it's definitely hard to get gigs and whatnot within the area or even just abroad. But, you know, it's good. Like, I can't complain because, honestly, even though this whole pandemic thing started, I was busy and I was playing all over the place, which was crazy because I was like, this doesn't even feel like I should be doing this right now. But it was great.
Yeah, you were living the dream there, it seemed like, and you still are, absolutely. And by the way, congratulations on going through all of the schooling along with your music career.
Yeah,
and being as busy as you are, it's not easy to do during this time. We've seen a lot of, obviously, mental health is a big thing. So props to you for doing all of that and keeping so busy.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, sometimes I always question, I'm like, I don't know how I balance it and how I have time for both at the same time, because both are equally demanding, right?
Yeah.
To be able to balance both, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know how I'm doing this, but somehow we're making it work.
See, and then it's funny, you look back on those times like a few years down the road and you think, how did I do that? But you're so thankful that you did at the time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but we're going.
we're going. And you alluded to it earlier, you have some brand new music out. It's called Kissing in the Kitchen. Am I right with that?
You're 100% right.
I thought so. Yeah, it's such a fun song, and I mentioned this to Francis, who we both know, that it's such a you song. It encompasses all that you are. It's so fun. It's so dancey. It's just there for a good time.
For sure. Yeah, it's a good tune. It's an upbeat song. It definitely has that 90s sound, I think, that I'm trying to bring back and trying to continue. But, yeah, it's just a fun little tune, and I think it's relevant right now with everybody being stuck at home too, right? So
yeah, now, is that something that was created with the song in mind, or did the song kind of transform into having another meaning?
Well, so the song was actually written by Aaron Goodman and John King.
Okay.
So originally, this song was pitched to me back in 2019, early 2019, and so COVID wasn't even a thing.
Right.
And he just said, you know, here's 20 songs, and they were all in a folder. He said, you want to record any of them, go for it. Like, they're fair games. So I had met up with him one night after we were both playing at the Calgary Stampede, and I met with him back at the Nashville North tent after he was done playing his gig, and I said, you know, that song, Kissing in the Kitchen, you sent me is fantastic. And I said, I want to record it, so if I have your blessing, I'll go for it. And he immediately approved. So, you know, we sat on it a little bit because, as you know, at the beginning of 2020, I released Spread Some Good Time Around.
Right.
So that was my first single, and I didn't know come March that this whole COVID thing was going to happen. And then we just released Kissing in the Kitchen. So it was never a thought, I'm sure, even in Aaron's mind when he was writing it, saying, oh, I'm sure there's going to be a pandemic. Everybody's just going to be kissing in the kitchen. But it kind of just turned out to be that just happened. And even everybody was saying, like, you know, with Kissing in the Kitchen, like, it couldn't be more relevant right now with everybody just stuck at home.
It's been a long week, been dead on my feet, my baby's at home waiting on me to get there. No, I can't wait to get there. She knows every recipe for turning me on. It's a little pinch of this and that, she's cooking up a storm. I got an appetite for doing some loving her all night. We'll be kissing in the kitchen, singing into a wood spoon, cutting up some dance moves, couple of crazy lovesick fools still falling for the first time. My baby be bringing the mad heat, we're gonna be near some mates.
mentioned that Aaron had sent you like a folder with 20 songs, and that is fairly common for artists to do, especially Aaron Goodvin. He's great for that. How do you choose one or two of those songs? Do you have like a gut feeling that you get when you hear a song?
Well, I mean, I listen to a lot of things, like obviously the lyrics, you know, with Kiss, and I was like, these lyrics are fantastic. And of course, Aaron, hands down, is just an amazing writer.
Yeah.
Without anything. But it was a lot of the production on it too. Like, even, you know, it's just a rough cut, but it's also, I'm listening for that steel guitar, that fiddle, or, you know, just that pure country sound, which is what I incorporate. So, and even, I just think, you know, if it's not there, I can still incorporate it, but I want to hear that to be like, okay, maybe this is a song that I would want to record.
Right.
So that's a couple things that I look for, but yeah, just, I think the lyrics are a big part of it for sure.
Absolutely, they are. And one question, if I can kind of put you on the spot right now, I've asked everybody on the podcast this question, not by plan, but everybody seems to have a different answer to this. What do you feel about writing about the pandemic? A lot of people think that, you know, this is a short-lived thing. It's not going to last forever. Why write about it? But a lot of people say this is taking over our world right now, and it's what people are living through. So how do you feel about writing about what's going on right now?
Honestly, man, I think it's a sign of the times. Like, there's going to be so much music, I think, after this is all done, that just encompasses this year or this past year. Because honestly, in my mind, it was a year that, you know, that never was, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we, as songwriters, if we can get a message across, even just how it impacted us, is a huge thing. And of course, obviously, it impacted everybody in a different way. But honestly, man, I'm willing to write some songs about it, or even, you know, I might even release a song in the near future once we can get back into studio and record some stuff about COVID. Because I think it's not just going to go away. It's going to be one of those things where we can look back and say, you know, do you remember 2020 when this was a thing? Like, I even think back, you know, when H1N1 was a thing, right? It was like, this is just going to be one of those things where the music is going to tell the story even after all this is done. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about how relevant country music is and how people can relate to the songs. And, you know, there's nothing more relatable right now than what we're all going through, because we're all going through it.
For sure. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, we want to put 2020 in the rear view and stuff like that. But you just got, and it's one of those things, you're going to look back, and I can't even say, you know, maybe grandkids down the road, you can say, you know, remember that there was a time where we were literally in lockdown for 6 months, you know?
Yeah. And here's a song about it. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on from that, because we're all sick of talking about it right now. You have some incredible nominations at the Country Music Alberta Awards coming up later this month, Male Artist of the Year. And I got to get this right here. It was in front of me, and now it's gone. Oh, Fans Choice. The big Fans Choice.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. So which one of those means more to you?
It's tough to say, man. Both are equally as important, I feel like. You know, Fans Choice is something, because obviously it's just the fans of country music that vote, or my fans specifically that vote. But Male Artist of the Year, like, that's huge, because, you know, it just shows that what you're doing is great, and people are noticing it. So that's a tough question, man. I don't even know how to answer that.
it's supposed to be a tough question to answer, for sure.
Yeah.
Are these your first nominations? I should know this.
For Country Music Alberta, yeah, they are my first nominations, because I had the People's Choice Award for the YYC Music Awards as well for 2020, where I won that one. But this is the first one specifically for country music.
Well, yeah, congratulations on the YYC award too. That's absolutely amazing. But to be on this provincial level next to these other incredible names, did you ever envision that this would happen
this quickly? No.
Right.
Honestly, because last year was my first time actually being back when it was the Alberta Country Music Awards, right? So that was the first year I'd ever gone. Of course, I knew a lot of the other artists because we've all written together and whatnot, but that was the first time going and actually being present at the awards in Red Deer. So to be nominated this year is crazy, because it's like, I feel like it's happened really quickly.
Right. But you don't feel like you don't deserve to be up there, right?
No, honestly, I think, you know, I feel like I've worked very hard to be where I am. The team that I'm with, Catavello Entertainment, worked very hard to be where I'm at, too. So, you know, I feel like it's deserved, but I also don't think that way. Like, I'm very just humbled to be nominated against so many great artists within the province. Like, there's so much talent here. Like, even just the Horizon Male Artist of the Year, like, the other guys, I'm like, holy smokes, like, these guys are insane, like, what they're doing right now, too, so.
Yeah, Trevor Pancak, Steve Newsom, Ryan Lindsay, Aaron Pollock, yeah, and yourself, of course.
For sure.
A stacked category there. How do you pick one name?
I know, right? If it was up to me, man, I'd pick everybody.
Well, you pick yourself first. You have to, but... Of course. This is why I say you're the most likable guy. I mean, you're willing to vote for other people. You're up for the Fans Choice Award. Man.
Right. Yeah, man. It's great. Like, I just think, I remember when the award, like, when they first announced the final nominations, it was like, you're keeping your fingers crossed that you know, you're nominated for the consideration round, but then it's like, did I make it through? And then when they announced the two categories, it was like, it was like, I don't think this is real right now, you know?
Right. It's like when they release the cast list for the high school play, right?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's checking for their name, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. Well, yeah, congratulations, and we've got our fingers crossed for you. The big show is on the 28th. It'll be streamed live on YouTube, so you can watch wherever.
That's right, man. And I will let you in as well, for anybody listening, on February 28th. I am one of the performers for Country Music Alberta.
No big deal.
At the award show. So we will be playing Kissing in the Kitchen live.
Ah, yes. And I've seen some of the preparation work they're doing for that show. It's not a small production that they're doing.
Oh, no. No, it's a big one. So I think it's going to turn out great. So, it should be fun.
So now I got to ask you about this. You didn't think you'd be nominated for awards this quickly. How about performing on the show this quickly, your second year here?
Both, man. I was like, when they called and they were like, are you interested in performing? I was like, that's a really stupid question. You know, but man, yeah, it's crazy. Both are great. I was like, yeah, this is hopefully just the beginning too. So
absolutely. Yeah. Based on who you are and who I've come to know in Brandon Lorenzo, I think you've got a long career ahead of you. So it's very exciting to see the beginning and exciting to think of where it's going to go.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So it's something I completely whiffed over before, and I apologize about this, is the video for Kissing in the Kitchen. Such a fun video, and you got some real-life couples sharing in the love in there.
Definitely. Well, and that was the thing, like, with COVID, because we wanted to have as many people out at the video shoot as possible, because we filmed it on a closed set, because bars were still closed during that time, so... We followed all the AHS guidelines and whatnot, but we wanted to incorporate couples from all stages of their relationship, but it just was not possible. Mm-hmm. So we were like, you know, we can still include them. We'll just get people to send in video clips of them dancing or something like that, and then we'll just put little bits of it in, and it turned out amazing, like, you know, from a young couple to couples in their 80s, you know. So
I love that, and it is, it encompasses... Love, and love is love. Love's the best. And
for
it
sure.
Doesn't matter ages, whatever, stages of life, it doesn't matter. Love is love, and you definitely captured that with this video. So well done.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was great. So I use Greg Harder here in Calgary, and he does a fantastic job. And he really just captured so many different elements. And final product's always great. You know, it's sweet to drive an old car to an old classic car for that video too.
No kidding.
Too much fun. I had too much fun driving it.
Were you listening to Too Much Fun by Daryl Singletary as well?
I was listening to Kissing in the Kitchen.
Okay. Well, speaking of dumb questions, that was a dumb one.
But that is a great song. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with us here. I think we'll wrap this up. Let you get back to your very busy schedule, as we were getting into. If you can just kind of lead us into what's coming up for you. It's hard to say what's coming up, but...
Yeah, man. I'm hoping to maybe actually play some more gigs this summer, whether that be live streams or private events. But we've had a couple things reach out. Calgary Stampede called recently and said they're hoping to have that.
And no big deal.
They want me as a performer, so I'm hoping that we can make that work too. But we got hopefully some more songs coming out here in the near future as well for you. So can't wait to share that.
Awesome. Very excited. And, of course, keeping our fingers crossed for you for the big Country Music Alberta Awards at the end of this month. But, Brandon, Lorenzo, thank you for chatting with us today. This was a ton of fun.
Definitely. No worries, bro. It's always always good to chat to you. It's fun.
And next time we'll get the Wi-Fi set up better.
Sounds good.